Hey babes, it's Kayla Kraft with the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. I'm a mom of three littles, ER nurse turned self-made millionaire, and lifestyle entrepreneur. I am bringing you inspiring stories, business and mindset tips to help you be shameless in pursuing your ambitions.
Hey, Mommy Millionaires! It is a quick Mommy Millionaire Minute coming at you. First, I got to remind you that the Mommy Millionaire Mastermind for 2020 is now accepting applications, okay? We are halfway full with amazing, ambitious women. We are having three events, one in Newport Beach, New York City, and Bali. What's different about my mastermind compared to all the other masterminds out there is that it's all female and we are completely focused on tapping in to our feminine energy and building our businesses and our life only the way a woman can. And I am so freaking excited to pour into all of you guys. Now, the only requirement to join this mastermind is you do have to be making at least six figures a year annually because it is an amazing investment to get in there. And I need people that are already, you know, semi-successful and looking to scale by using collaboration and masterminding with ambitious women. All right. But if you're like, oh my gosh, well, what about me? I really want to work with Kayla. You guys, if you would love to work with me and be mentored by me, we do have the Mommy Millionaire Academy that is open for enrollment, starts December 2nd. And this is a 12-week program with a three-day workshop at the end of it to be certified to work as a Mommy Millionaire Lifestyle Strategist. So if that sounds cool, you guys could head over to mommymillionaire.co. We'll link it up in the show notes for you guys as well. And I can't wait to help all of you guys achieve your dreams. Now, let's get into today's episode. Just got back from New York City, and the entire trip was magical, not just because we're in the city that never sleeps, but because of the people I got to spend my time with. And every time we would go out and we would hang out at dinner or whatever, everybody was asking amazing questions. And you guys have probably heard me say this before. And if this is your first time listening into me, I love you. Thank you for listening in. But I live my life by this motto. If you want better results in your life, you have to learn to ask better questions. So every night at dinner, me and my friends would go around and ask each other questions. Okay. And one of the questions at the dinner table was, okay, you know, we had already talked about our goals for 2020. And the thing was, the question was, what do you have to let go of right now in order to achieve that goal? Like, what is it that you know you're leaving behind in order to go to that next level for yourself? And it took me a little bit of time to come up with this because I'm always thinking about what I need to do. But the better question was, what do I need to let go of, right? Because I need to be lighter in order to soar. Ooh, write that one down, right? So what do you guys listening in right now need to let go of in order to reach your goals, in order to hit the next level of your potential? And one thing that kept coming up for me is there's a lot of like heavy relationships right now in my life where it just feels hard to be in a friendship, to be in a partnership with some of these people. Just there's so much there. It feels heavy. And my girlfriend Lori goes, Kayla, if it's heavy, it's not for you. Whoa. Lean in to what feels light. Lean in to those people who feel like light. Lean into those people who will energize you and are going to help lift you up to that next level. Because all of your energy, you know, needs to be focused on that goal and everything that goes into achieving that goal. And if there's a friendship or a partnership in your life that feels so heavy and it feels like it's weighing you down, it's your time to let go of it. Like that's a sign energetically. If you feel the weight when you're around that person, it's a sign energetically that they are not for you right now, right? And I was like really thinking about that because there's a couple things that I know, not things, people almost, like relationships. And I'm like, I know I need to kind of not focus on those relationships so much right now and lean into what feels light for me because of all of the amazing, amazing things that Mommy Millionaire is up to in 2020. Like, I cannot be weighed down. And so it was a real eye-opener for me. And I wanted to share that with you guys. Like, once you decide what it is that you want, the question that you ask next is, what do I need to let go of in order to get what I want? Okay. Journal about it if something isn't coming up for you right away. And the one thing I'm going to beg you guys is, you can't answer this question with, I don't know. You're not allowed to say, I don't know, because we always know the answers. And sometimes we have to peel back a couple layers of the onion in order to get to the correct answer. Okay. So journal about it, talk it out if you need to by recording your voice, you know, and get out into nature. If you feel like still a block, getting out into nature can open up your mind and energize you in a new way. And you can even go to certain people, like go to your, you know, in your phone and look at the people that you're talking to on a regular basis and say, does this feel light or does it feel heavy? Does it feel light or does it feel heavy? And it's not like you have to have a breakup conversation with the person, but it's more of, okay, like, I'm just going to spend less time here, right? And who are the people that feel like light, that feel like sunshine, that it feels really easy with right now? Those are probably the people that you want to lean into, okay? So with that, you guys, I hope you loved this Mommy Millionaire Minute. I hope you really take it into account and take some action on letting go of the things and the people that no longer serve you and the destination that you're headed to. If you loved it, take a screenshot, share it by texting it with your friends. That is like an awesome way to get people into the goodness that Mommy Millionaire is. And a quick reminder, for those of you guys that are new to this episode, you've loved what you've heard so far. If you are building a business and you want to get more customers to say yes to, I have a free ebook over at mommymillionaire.co. It's under resources and courses. And there's a free ebook there that I teach you exactly how to be more of yourself online in order to gain more customers without doing any more of the hustle. So check it out. Let me know what you guys think. Until next time, ladies, go out there and get what you want.
Thank you for listening to the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to mommymillionaire.co. Make sure to follow Mommy Millionaire on Spotify and subscribe on iTunes. And it would mean the world to me if you left a 5-star review of the show. And as always, ladies, go out there and get what you want.